There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yeah, I was going to ask the doctor as we start this edition of Advanced Medicine, Medical Rewind, with Dr. Rashid Batar. Had you been on a golf cart with your buddy Ty Bollinger recently? Because you've been hobbled. What's going on?
I have not been on any golf cart with Ty Bollinger, and I would not do that again.
I was thinking paybacks because he was the one that flew off last time. It would be your turn to go make sure you like grease your side of the golf cart or something.
Right. No, that was Ty really did. I mean, he took a beating on that fall.
Yeah, incredible. But again, you're up. You went for a run. You're ready to go. Your mind is clear, and this is going to be the best advanced medicine ever.
Oh yeah, I mean, basically, did we even talk about? We didn't talk about this in the air a couple of weeks.
No, we haven't yet. We have not. No.
People don't need to know that personal coordination.
They love to hear how well human you are.
How uncoordinated an individualism can land square on their rear end on asphalt. No, we won't go into
it. Well, if you don't admit it, of course, Ty's going to make sure everybody knows it, so you might as well.
You, Robert, now everybody knows it.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I goofed. Sorry about that. But you're on the mend. That's the good news. And we're glad to have you on board, especially with a story as big as this. An MIT researcher. Now, you know, these are one of these egghead research institutions, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And she's a research scientist. I forget in which field. We're going to see. She's, a research scientist. She said that at today's rate, this is the way she phrased it, half of all U.S. children will be autistic or diagnosed with some form of autism by the year 2025.
Well, if you look at the data from 1991, where the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000, and then you look at it now, which is our 2013 data, which I believe was 1 out of 54 or something like that. It's less than 1 out of 60. It's really not a very large leap to come to that conclusion. In fact, I would think that it would have been by 2020. If we keep the same rate up, we should be pretty much, you know, close to that. But 2025, it seems about the same. It's not surprising at all because nobody's really addressing the issue, which is the toxicity, no matter how much myself or, you know, a couple of other people that understand what the issue is and dealing with it and removing the toxins, there's no way that the amount of toxicity can be stemmed because it's ongoing. I mean, it's like we're a drop in an ocean. And the biggest problem is it's an accumulation, as we've talked about before, that mercury is the only thing that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils. And there are many other metals, for example, antimony, arsenic, tin, and nickel will always be there, but then when this starts coming down, then the mercury comes out, lead's always present, but these things don't cause a denudation. And in the my philosophy of the seven toxicities, the metals are the first, the persistent organic pollutants are the second, and then we go into all the different toxicities. The sixth one is foods, and it's not what types of foods that we eat, but rather what we do to food, the genetic modification, the pasteurization, homogenization, et cetera. And this is what Dr. Sneff is really talking about. She's talking about the genetic modification of foods. In her study, I think that's where this whole thing came. She basically takes on Monsanto and is talking about the effects of certain chemicals, specifically some of the weed killers that they use, the Roundup and the
glyphosate.
Exactly.
Dr. Batar, just so you know, and I want everybody else to hear this as well, because it's going to become increasingly hard to attack the folks like us that we've been saying this for many years as more people from their side go look at this and go, wait a second, there's a real problem here. This woman got a B.S. degree in biophysics back in 1968, an M.S. and an E.E. degree in electrical engineering in 1980, has a Ph.D. in electrical engineering and computer science in 1985, all from MIT. Recent years, she's focused on biology. And she, you know, again, she's got a lot of credentials. I guess the only thing they could say is, well, she's not credentialed in this specific area, but they keep throwing that. That's going to fall on deafer and deafer ears as the obviousness of this disaster that is our embracing of toxic heavy metals by injection and, of course, the compounding fact that you just referenced. We corrupt our food supply. We destroy our intestinal integrity, that lining, that gut lining that protects us from consumption of these things, right? We're not talking injection at this point, but it's only exacerbating, I think, what we're seeing here with the GMOs. It's only going to accelerate what we've already seen for many years.
Absolutely, Robert. In fact, she talks about the key factors being mineral deficiencies, seizures, and mitochondrial disorders or mitochondrial dysfunction. And here's the thing. We've talked about this. Mineral deficiencies, there is a relative mineral deficiency that takes place when you've got a metal toxicity, meaning that the metals displace the essential minerals. So not only do you have a toxicity effect from the metals, you have actually three different ways that the metals affect you. One is the oxidative stress aspect that everybody knows. That's a toxic nature of the metals. But then you've got secondary issues, which are one, the second one is mineral deficiencies or relative mineral deficiencies, and then the third one is allergenicity. So that second one out of the three, everybody understands the oxidative injury aspect, the free radical damage aspect, the rusting process aspect. Everybody gets that. But the second and third one, very few people really understand or even address it. And that second one is that mineral deficiency, the relative mineral deficiency that the metals create by displacing these essential minerals that act as enzymatic cofactors necessary for the metabolic process to work. So when these metals displace the minerals, now you have what I call a relative mineral deficiency, because you may have enough minerals in your body, but it's relatively a deficiency because it's displaced them from the place where they're supposed to be and the metals replace it. So that's one reason it's so important to pull the metals out. And then, of course, the allergenicity aspect. Well, that's one part of it. But when you get the metals in the system, when you get the metals inside these enzymatic pathways, well, where are these enzymatic pathways taking place? Where are these cofactors essential for the metabolic processes? It's within the cell. And the respiratory center of the cell is the mitochondria. And this is what they're talking about. They say mitochondrial disorders, which is mitochondrial dysfunction. In fact, you probably remember the two or three cases of the vaccine injury that was compensated by the Vaccine Injury Board. They called them rare mitochondrial disorders or rare mitochondrial dysfunctions. And you remember about 2 years ago we talked about this, where I said every one of these kids has a mitochondrial dysfunction. It's not rare at all, because the metals are causing that mitochondrial dysfunction. And then she says seizure disorders. Well, again, seizures are the same thing. That's a secondary sequela to the primary problem of toxicity. So everything that they're really talking about, it all comes back. It all gets traced back to the mercury aspect. She's kind of missed the point a little bit. I mean, they're talking about the glyphosates and the GMO aspect, and that she's absolutely right, but that's not the actual spark that caused the fire that caused the damage. That's part of the fire, but it's not the spark that initiated the fire.
Well, yeah, let's say it this way, Dr. Bitar. If we weren't dealing with a mercury toxicity issue first and we were introducing all of these other toxic poisons, I don't think we would be seeing autism at this rate, right? There would be some that are susceptible, but you talk about the metal toxicity and oxidative stress as well as the replacement, if you will, or the displacement, I should say. And I want to reiterate that so people don't hear it and go, wait, what was that he said?
That's a very, very good point, and that's exactly what I'm saying, that it is not there's no panacea, okay? If you say we've got this issue with autism and it's mercury-related and we remove the mercury in 100% of the kids completely, does that mean that 100% of the kids are going to recover? No, that doesn't mean that 100% of the kids are going to recover. Maybe 85, 90% of them will recover, but they will be the 10, 15% that where the damage that was done to the forest from that napalm is so extensive that other things need to be also done. Just removing the poison...
Yes.
It's so significant that just by removing the poison, 85% of the kids are going to get better. But in 15% of the cases, you know, there's going to be more things that need to be done. So when we're talking about this type of a situation, yes, it is certainly contributing to the problem, but it is not the causation. It is not the trigger that initiated the entire cascade. And if these children did not have mercury on board, then all these other poisons that we're talking, specifically the GMO aspect and the resulting, the glyphosate and some of these other types of the fluorinated hydrocarbons and the organophosphates and all these other types of chemicals, they would still cause a problem, but not nearly to the same significance as when you've got it on board of physiology that's been contaminated with the heavy metals. So that's an important aspect to understand.
Let me bring up another aspect of this, too. In my history, I've had folks that come to me for help, that we've removed mercury, or we've recommended that in their case it was appropriate, very appropriate, to remove the mercury from their mouth. Some had been in a state of paralysis, some in wheelchairs. And in some cases, I know these personally, they have removed the mercury from their system and they've gotten up and walked again. All right. That's not just, oh, they got went to church
Robert,
and prayed and it was
you've
over.
You've seen that at the advanced.
Yes. And I've seen that with you. Yes. With your, and the point is in that, that is the case. Now, this is not to say, because it's not Dr. Bittar saying, oh, yes, GMO foods are good. That is the last thing we want you to hear from this discussion. But it's an important distinction to make, because we've also seen people that have gone off of GMOs and back onto organic clean foods see dramatic increases in health and vitality. So, again, we're not arguing against that.
And, Robert, not to cut you off, but we've also seen people that have had mercury taken out of their mouths the wrong way and actually gotten
worse.
State of bad into a state of worsening.
That's
because it wasn't taken out the right way.
Right. And the point is, mercury is the second most toxic substance that we know of. And it is not something to be playing or fooling around with. The point is, it's the most devastating and immediate acting, depending on your body's ability to bind and excrete it better than others, which will determine, you know, why some people will have the mercury removed and maybe they don't fully recover, like you said, in a certain percentage, because there are other factors that have to be addressed either in sequence or at the same time.
And this particular study, it's important to understand because, again, you know, to say, well, this one toxicity is worse, or this other toxicity is worse, it doesn't matter, because any toxicity is going to decrease the system's ability to function and will result in ultimate death prematurely if it's not addressed. So there is no such thing as this is the worst one and this is less worse, or this is, you know, less damaging. They're all damaging. It's almost like saying, how much of a spark do you need to cause a fire? You don't need much of a spark. A little match can cause a fire that will destroy hundreds and thousands of acres. So it's not the amount and it's not the type. It's the fact that there is toxicity. The fact is that the worst type, as far as that causes rampant damage, most prolific damage, is the mercury. And these other things are like pouring gasoline on a fire and make everything way worse than it would have been. So had the mercury not been present, I think that you are absolutely correct that the vast majority of these children would not have shown nearly the same devastating results as they have as we've witnessed so far.
Yeah, and it's an important distinction to make when we talk about toxicological interaction with the environment at large, what things may be making things worse, what things may be the clincher that puts you over the edge, and then, again, what are the things that can bring you out of this state of disaster? We're going to talk about that. It's time for more Advanced Medicine here. We do this every week with Dr. Rashi Bittar. You can also listen to the archives directly at medicalrewind.com. We have all of those links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. More with Dr. Bittar after this break. The recovery begins.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UK Health Radio. We got, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, Epic Times and Jerry Doyle. There are no cheap seats here. No nosebleed section, and if there were, we've got remedies for you, no problem. Dr. Batar with me, of course, Advanced Medicine each week. And unless we, you know, leave our new listeners in fear, because a story like that is horrific in predicting, an MIT scientist that half of all kids in the United States will be diagnosed with autism by 2025, there are ways to prevent it, there are ways to reverse it. Dr. Batar, you and I have been talking about this for so many years. We recognize that there are so many new listeners, we can't overlook the new listener, you know, to say occasionally we got to drop back and say, listen to the old shows, but also occasionally we'll pepper it in with some reminders.
Right, right. So that's a cue for me, I think, and I'm not sure what you want me to do.
Cue the doctor.
So you're saying what can they do?
Yeah, right. For instance, they need to get more vaccines than ever. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're trying to herd me into, and so I will use the disclaimer that I cannot make a recommendation to somebody who's not my patients, and I actually we've talked about this in the air, but the last time I engaged with the medical board, which we seem to have done quite frequently up until the last few years, they've kind of left me alone for the last couple of years, but that was one of their big issues. You know, what do I tell my patients? Do I tell my patients that to abstain from vaccines? And I very accurately stated that I don't tell my patients to do anything. I educate my patients, and I let them come up with their own conclusions. So on the air, this is what I would say. I can't tell you what to do, and, you know, I'm not protected by the First Amendment probably none of us are protected by the First Amendment anymore, even if we have a First Amendment. But the First Amendment, freedom of speech, should theoretically protect us from being able to say anything. Yet it does not, because if you're a licensed professional, you cannot say certain things unless you want to bring the wrath of the powers that be upon you. So this is what I would say, and I will get the message across this way. My youngest son has had no vaccines and will never have any vaccines. My older son did have vaccines and was vaccine injured, and with the grace of God is 110% recovered. And mm-hmm. I do not and will not allow my own children or, you know, in the future, grandchildren to have any vaccines. Now, what you decipher from that is your business, but that is...
yeah. You know, I'm not sure what to make of that. I'm not sure. That's not very clear.
Simple message here is if you don't want to be part of those statistics that Robert just said about one out of two mm-hmm. having an issue with autism in by 2025, you know, what are some of the things? I think, Robert, you'd mentioned you want me to say something, you know, from the book, but this isn't from the book. Mm-hmm. This is just common sense. Don't sure. introduce something into your child that you don't know completely what it contains. And do yourself a favor and read and learn from the CDC itself using the Freedom of Information Act. You can get all the ingredients in these vaccines, and you can find out all the mutated human cell lines, the DNA adducts from various sources, the various strands of DNA that come from other species, rabbits and monkeys and pigs and chickens and dogs and this and that, and then all the other preservatives and the formaldehydes and the metals and all this other stuff. You determine whether you think that's smart to put into your child.
Well said, well said.
Degree of higher education. You know, you don't have right. to be rocket. You don't have to be. You don't have to have a high school education to understand that this is bad. I shouldn't be putting this in my child. That's
here,
it.
Here's a good way to add to this. If you read the ingredient list and you wouldn't drink it, don't inject it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's that thing, right?
Right. And if you reach the other conclusion, God help you, because we can't. Right. Oh, exactly. I wouldn't drink it, but yeah, I absolutely would inject that. Nothing we can do to help you, right? So I think that was as clear as anybody could say it.
And, you know, I'll tell you, in my book, Robert, not to plug the book again, because, you know, I actually haven't done that for many years, but it seems like I do seem, recently I've been kind of plugging the book by accident, not intentionally, but I will say this, in the dietary section, in the supplements and the nutrition section, I have a rule that I give people about nutrition. And that is that when you're eating something, look at the ingredients. If it's God-made, it's good. If it's man-made, it's madness. That's very simple. That's the first rule. But if you're getting something from the store and has ingredients, it's combined with the different products and different components, read the ingredients, and if there are more than two substances in those ingredients that you don't know what they are, do not eat them. Do not eat that substance, because you don't know. If there's only two things that you don't know, okay, you want to risk it, fine. I'll read ingredients, and sometimes my wife will say, well, there's five things in here that I don't know. But I'll tell her, okay, well, this is ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. Those four words, that's EDTA. That's a preservative. That's what we inject into the body when we chelate. That's good. It's okay. Don't worry about it. You know,
there are a few exceptions there. And by the way, you know, some neighbors dropped off. They were very nice, the holiday gift. One of it was like one of those liquid soaps. 100 ingredients. If there were 50, there were 100. And none of them were pronounceable. That's not soap, folks. Don't use that on your body, much less the other things in your body. More advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We have it linked up in the show notes. Get it. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Uh-oh, breaking up the official stories wherever we go. Thinking of Liam Sheff. I hadn't heard from Liam in a while, but I think we'll get him on Friday, Dr. Bitar. You haven't talked to him in a while, have you?
I have not.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of official stories he's busting up. He's been writing a lot about relationships, getting into controversial territory about the nature of relationships, which is pretty fascinating for folks. So, you know, we stretch out doing 2 hours a day, 6 days a week like I have to do. We go all over the place, always fascinating with Liam, the consummate researcher that he is.
Yeah, that would be interesting to read his take on some of that. But, you know, that book, yeah. Official Stories. Yeah, it's really a good book.
Incredible. And, of course, the official stories of vaccination completely dismantling it every time we're on the air together. There's an interesting story here out of South Korea. I know North Korea has been in the news and all of that, and Kim Jong-un and all that. I don't think he has anything to do with this, but In South Korea, they mandated in 2005 the varicella or chickenpox vaccine for infants 12 to 15 months of age, and they got the compliance up to about 97% by 2011. And rather than seeing less or fewer cases of chickenpox, it actually increased from 22.6 cases per 100,000 in 06 to 71.6 cases per 100,000 in 2011, almost a threefold increase. Not surprising, but it is over threefold.
What's surprising to me is that it's not higher than that.
Well, yeah, they might be missing some of it. But you think about this, it's the whole idea, you know, when we were growing up, chickenpox was just, a lot of these diseases, they're like, no, you get through it, you're fine, you go on, you're stronger, it's just like part of history. But now that part of history has been lost, and we assume that even chickenpox is deadly, so we must get shot for it. And, of course, you still get it. And then we also see an increase in adult chickenpox, which they call shingles, as it remanifests in a different way in adulthood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, in the olden days, they'd go have a chickenpox party. People would go, somebody gets chickenpox, and everybody would go to the house to expose themselves so that they make sure that they build their immunity. And, yes, of course, some people would get it, and most wouldn't, but they would all be exposed, and they'd all get that immunity, which is the whole purpose behind the vaccination program. And I think this is a good opportunity for me to at least take, Robert, and tell everybody that at no point have I said or Robert has said, and I'm speaking for you, Robert, whether you like it or not, at no point have either one of us said that we are against vaccinations. We are against the indiscriminate use of poisons in vaccines that actually suppress the immune system as opposed to the way the body is designed to do, which is to build its immunity, to actually build the immune system, to enhance it. And the vaccines in the current state, instead of introducing something into your system to allow your body to form a natural immunity to it based upon the design of the ultimate engineer, the creator, instead we put things in with the substance that we want to create the immunity for, things that actually suppress the immune system as opposed to enhance it. So the whole idea of a vaccination is to give a person a virus, for example, an attenuated virus or a dead virus. Body sees it, builds an immune response, so that the next time the body sees that actual virus, you've already got the antibodies built up, because it takes time for the antibodies to build up. It may take a week, 10 days, 20 days, whatever it is. But in this particular case, when we give vaccines the way we do it in modern society, we have vaccinations with all these components in there. I was about to say a bad word, and I knew that Don would speak.
Thank you for holding off on that, Dr.
You like that? That's the self-constraint there? Okay.
That was a good evidence of self-restraint. Well done.
So the bad things that are in the vaccines, the DNA adducts and the formaldehydes and the metals and the various strains of DNA from other species, all these things, let's just take formaldehyde and mercury, for example. Those substances, they do not promote or enhance the immune system. They suppress the immune system. So if you're giving somebody an attenuated virus in order to create an immune response in their body, but now you give that substance that's supposed to create that immune response along with substances that inherently depress or suppress the immune system, then how can it work? And then you give it at a time when the immune system isn't even mature enough to respond, i.e. the first day on the planet. So it is not that we are against the concept of vaccination. We are against the stupid and abhorred,
dangerous
like a really evil word. The bad way of doing this, literally, they're using the whole concept of vaccinations against us. They're actually doing things, using it as a vehicle to poison society. And again, I may sound like a conspiracy theorist.
A realist,
exactly. But the point is, vaccines, if given the way that they were meant to be given originally, I mean, if we just, like the chickenpox party, that's a vaccine. You're vaccinating your child. You're vaccinating yourself. You're introducing the individual into a situation where their body is going to build an immune response so that when, God forbid, they really need it, it'll already be there and ready to go. That's the whole concept behind vaccinations. And that is a sound tactic. But to add poisons and to do it at a time when the immune system can't even respond and further suppress the immune system, you know, you're inherently going against what you're trying to do. How can you say that I'm going to build a person's immune system by giving them something that's going to suppress the immune system?
Don't ask that question. They can't answer it. Then they're going to throw mud at you and yell at you and do ad hominem. That's all they got left. You know, I don't remember the last time I went out and protested antibodies. I've never done that. You know, the whole idea is they're good. We like them. But the way they're trying to elicit them is devastating to the body. Last hour before you were on, Dr. Bitar, I was talking about, three children that tragically died, they claim, of complications of the flu up in Minnesota. And on one hand, they acknowledged that there were mitigating health issues with some of these children. One of the children may have been super strong, as they like to say. Well, maybe too healthy because they overreacted to the flu. They talk about cytokine storms, flooding the lungs, things like that. But they neglect to mention the enhancement of the pathways of elimination that may also be corrupted in a healthy child, because there are children that can overcompensate. They're still vital. Their immune systems are rocking. They get a vaccine, and either they're weakened by it, ultimately they always are, or they overreact to it, which is why they throw these antigens and adjuvants in to overstimulate the immune system, like aluminum and squalene and different things that they're throwing in there. And that they're arguing that this vaccine thing is still good, yet they admit that they're devastating the immune system. It's just a bizarre concept, but when you step back and look at it, you're like, well, they're telling you everything that they're doing to you.
And that's exactly right. They're telling you, and that's where the responsibility of the parent comes in, that you listen to what they're saying, you understand what they're saying. Do not rely upon your doctor or Robert Scott Bell or me or anybody else for that matter. Don't listen to, just because this is our opinion, we're trying to guide you. So take what we're saying, take what everybody else is saying, take what you're reading, take what the advertisements on television are saying, and do your own homework. Use your brain, because God gave you a brain for a reason. Be judicious in your thought process, and then come up with your own determination of what you should be doing, because you are the ultimate responsible party for your children, not the government, not the doctors, not us. It's you. The pediatrician is only there to guide you. The doctor is only there to guide you. And in a way, we're only there to guide you. Then take that information and then come up with your own conclusion. If it doesn't appeal to your own intellect, then you have to question the validity of the information that you're being fed. And when you see a commercial on TV that they say, they talk about some type of a treatment for, you know, depression, and then they're showing a person frolicking on the beach with their spouse and they're talking about the side effects of death and suicide and blah, 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 or you've called the pharmacy to find out if they carry a certain type of dish detergent or whatever, and you hear the prompt on the message, you know, we now give flu shots, and come in to get your flu shots. So you go to the airport to catch a flight and see a kiosk where they're giving vaccines. You have to start asking yourself, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does any of this make sense? I mean, do you remember, Robert, when you were, you know, in your adolescence or when you were in your 20s, do you remember seeing, or even in your 30s for that matter, do you remember seeing 10 years ago people getting vaccines for the flu in kiosks at the airport or in the grocery food stores or in the pharmacies when you go in to get a pick up a prescription? Do you know, I don't ever remember that 10 years ago.
Well, I was still in diapers then, but no, I don't remember that either. It didn't happen. You know, I don't remember all of these scares. I do remember learning about, in the 70s, the swine flu scare that turned into the devastating reality that it was the swine flu shot that was rushed into production that caused the illnesses, ailments, and deaths. And that was something I always remembered, even though I wasn't raised holistically and I had to go through a lot to unlearn a lot of the bad things. But, yeah, there were certainly warning signs along the way. But the people, you know, are often still the sheeple, although we are seeing evidence of a lot of wake-up. We're about to go into a new year. The 2015 year is starting up. This is the last Advanced Medicine Monday show of 2014, which is, you know, exciting. We're moving into another year. But I see evidence of a lot of shift, a lot of change of things we've been talking about over the years. Still, many things are lingering. Many people are still being injured. Many children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but, you know, we've talked about this awakening and that, you know, people are becoming more awake. But listen to what you just said and think about this. If you look back at the H1N1 scare that took place 4 years ago and you start reviewing all the information there, the reason that we didn't have the 60 million deaths in America and mass deaths throughout the world from the H1N1 is actually because of the universal consciousness increasing and people becoming more aware. Because if people had indiscriminately allowed themselves to get vaccinated for the H1N1, we would have had those statistics come to fruition. When Obama had said that we will have 20% of the United States population will die from H1N1, and they had projected 60 million deaths And people laughed about it in the news, but people refused to take the H1N1 vaccine. In mass protests in different countries, in Germany, in the UK, here in the US, the media never covered it, but there were two cases that went all the way to the Supreme Court, brought on by nursing associations, one in Washington State and one in New York, where the nursing associations said that it was unconstitutional for them to be forced to take the H1N1 shot, and they both prevailed. They both won. The media never covered it, but the point is, if people had taken the H1N1 the way it was recommended, we would have had those mass deaths. So the only reason we didn't is because of people becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've talked about, that people are becoming more aware, it's not only happening, it's already happened. We already have conclusive proof from the 2010-2011 timeframe before the H1N1. It was people's own tenacity and their own reliance, self-reliance, the power to heal is yours, that whole component, they took on themselves, and they looked at the information, and people refused to take the H1N1, and that's why we didn't have all those deaths.
Right, and despite the continued media focus on it, H3N2 is not scaring folks either. So we're going to continue to do what we do as well, and even counteract the propaganda related to things like Ebola. Yeah, in 2015. We'll see if that makes a comeback. Stick around. We've got a major league moment of you-know-what coming up. What does Dr. Batar think about what the government agency is saying next?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
All right, lest y'all think we're too hard on our federal agencies. You know, they're only here to protect you. They're only here to help you. They want to keep you well and get you well and prevent you from getting sick. We know we can rely on certain agencies for just stellar science. And you just wonder who paid for it, though. And you hope it ain't you. Because it leads to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by that wonderful organization in Atlanta called the CDC, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Wait, I said that wrong. But do you know, Dr. Bitar, they have come up with a health tip. They say this. Too much. Stand, are you sitting down? Or are you standing up?
Yeah.
Too much alcohol can cause problems. That's what they found out. They're warning everybody. I'm not making this up.
I mean, you know, it's. I don't know. There should be like a stupidity factor.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a stupidity factor meter.
Yeah.
And then every time a study like this is done and tax money goes towards one of these types of studies,
yeah,
they should actually deduct a salary from the people that basically approved a study like that to be done. They should deduct from them.
Right. That, you know, now you're talking more common sense. But yes, they say that it could increase your risk of high blood pressure, cancer risk of problems affecting memory, depression, anxiety. I like the one billboard. Super Don brought this to my attention. There was actually a bar somewhere, like a saloon, that had a big billboard advertising its business, and it says, warning, alcohol can increase your risk of pregnancy.
Alcohol can?
Yeah.
That's another interesting thing. I guess
it kind of lowers your you don't say no as much. I think that was the point of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can ask any college student that
the CDC didn't mention that one, though. Yeah. Anyway, we got to have a little levity here. But, yeah, it is absurd that, you know, multi-billion-dollar federal agencies reminding us that alcohol may be a problem. Maybe. Not sure. Could be. Anyway, but, you know, these agencies, they are aware of everything you do, particularly if you're involved and have signed up for Obamacare. And Dr. Bitar, we got a couple of minutes left, but you had sent this to me. There's 35, is that right? 35 government agencies that will have free, unfettered access to your medical records through Obamacare.
Yep, that's exactly right. And if that does not concern you, it should.
I mean, the thing is, if you're not concerned about it, why not just everybody you meet on the street, hey, look, here's my medical record. Check it out. Look at this, right? I mean, it's basically 35 federal agencies. I'm worried that one has them, not much less 35, and what they'll do with them.
Well, that's the exact question. What are they going to do with this information? Why do they need it? And you know that they're going to use it to basically separate people based upon certain conditions that they have. And for people like you and me, Robert, of course, we're already out there opening our big mouths and getting ourselves into more and more hot water, but we will be singled out as dissidents because we didn't get our children vaccinated, and we will be separated and put into confined areas. What do they call them? There's a term for it.
Yeah, no, not going there. Uh-uh. No.
Yeah,
no.
You don't want to go there? Okay.
No.
Basically, they're gonna basically single out people that are the noisy, squeaky wheels from those mm-hmm. that aren't, and that's how they're going to basically contain people. That's what I believe.
Which is why our message here is get vaccinated, take lots of drugs approved by the FDA.
Are you trying to cause a distraction now so that nobody singles you out, Robert?
Well, they won't know because, we've just come out in favor of all of the medical interventions they can throw at you. Mom didn't raise no fool.
What's that?
But my mom didn't raise no fool.
That's right. The problem is you must be a little bit foolishness. There must be a little bit of foolishness here because you've only been doing this for, 20 years? And now if you think that with one or two lines you're going to cause a distraction and throw them off your trail, you know that you got a lot more to be worried about then.
Come on, they're bureaucrats. What do they know? It's powers of suggestion.
That's a good point, right? Squirrel? Where's the squirrel?
Yeah, well, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very simple. Hey, Dr. Bitar, another great episode. Go to medicalrewind.com. If you missed it, it'll be there soon. Dr. Bitar, I enjoy it. I can't believe another year has gone by. Extraordinary things we're doing together.
Almost 5 years now. In another month and a half, it'll be 5 years, Robert.
Incredible. All the links are up. If you're new to this or Dr. Bitar, just go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find out more. And in the meantime, Happy New Year, right?
Happy New Year, Robert. Happy New Year, Don and Matt.
And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.